good morning, everybody. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Great to be here with you on a Wednesday. Let's get our heads right. What a game. What a team. What a season so far. Still got a few games to go. A lot to talk about today here on Ben and Woods. Thanks so much for being here in the chat, all of you that have joined us on YouTube. It's great, man. It's what Twitter used to be, and it was hard. This is easier to keep up with than Twitter was, certainly. Our Twitter family and feed, we love you guys, too. Sorry that we're not giving you enough attention. I'm doing my very best, too, but it's just difficult. The chat on YouTube, you can just boom, boom, boom. It's real time. I don't mean to do this, but I steal a lot of ideas, and I try to always give credit. Like, oh, Cole in the chat says this, or Mike in the chat. But sometimes I see something pop up mid-conversation. I deliver the line, and I'm like, that was really, really good. You guys are, I'll be honest, you guys are more clever than we are. We do this every day, and sometimes you run out of ideas, but you guys really come through for us in the chat every single day. Now, some of you are huge, huge a-holes. I mean, some of the biggest a-holes I've ever seen. There's a guy named Albert that has been on me for, I'd say, like 4 years, and he still pops up. He will just pop up to go, shut up talking about your kid, and just snipe me. And I'm like, all right, Albert, like, hey, man, the ratings say different. So I wrote that. I go, hey, man, the ratings say different. We're doing really good. He wrote, the ratings are high because of Ben. I was like, all right, fair enough. Fair enough. I'll give you that one, Albert. But Albert, if you're listening, I love you, man. I love you. Thank you for listening. I know you listen every day. Let's have a beer together at the next Padres game. On me. We'll have a beer. We'll hash it out. And let's all be friends. Life's very short. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel. He's the executive producer of this program. Good morning, Paulie.
Just remember, hurt people.
That's right, man. Hurt people, hurt people. Ben Higgins, your friendliest neighborhood sports anchor that there is.
Good morning. The reason for the ratings.
Yeah, it's Mr. Lord Ratings. Thank you, Ben. Thanks for letting us ride on your coattails.
Let me direct this personal message right now to Albert, who obviously trusts me, believes me when I say something. Woods is a very important part of the show, Albert. We need him. We are fans of Woods. I am a fan of Woods. You should also be a fan of Woods. And Paul, too, if you've got room in your heart for all three of us.
100%. Yeah.
Please. Please. And our guests as well on a Big League Wednesday. Looking forward to a good show today.
Now, see, David says in the chat, Albert's lucky. He picks the right enemies. I don't know what that means. Is that the right enemy because I will embrace him and love him? Or is
possibly.
He like, Woods, he picked the right enemy. Woods, he's an idiot.
Eventually, Woods will go to war with you at some point.
No, I think these days, it's the...
You used to go to war.
Oh, Benny, you used to take up my whole Fridays, man. Like, all of my Fridays and Saturdays, warring with people. The Keanu Reeves meme saved my life. I'm not joking when I say that. Now, let's be honest. It probably didn't come from Keanu Reeves, but I'm at the point in my life where I'm just tired of arguing. If you tell me 2 + 2 = 5, I say, okay, have a good day. I'm really trying to embrace that as my, and it's working. It's working for me. I don't mind having discussion, right? Like just discussion, like, hey man, that wasn't a hit and run. That was the contact play. Or no, they didn't give Cease the hook too early last night. He'd lost 40 pounds on the mound. Like, I don't mind having those discussions.
Discussions are fun.
But when it comes to,
you have to be having a discussion with someone who will at least listen to, acknowledge your points. Now they may have different points, but if all you say and all they say is, definitely, no, you're wrong, 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 it's not a discussion. You're just shouting at a wall.
Yeah, 100%, man. So I'm trying to be more compassionate and understanding and of what everybody's going through, because I'm going through it. We all are going through it. Everybody is fighting some sort of battle out there, and this is a place where I get to come and I get to vomit. You know, for 4 hours, I can unload everything that's on my mind. And whether it has to do with my kids or my family or whatever it is, I'm so thankful for that platform to be able to do that. Not everybody has that. So they come in and they use our platform to come at me or you or Paulie or whatever. And it's never a fun part of the gig, but it's, you know, I'm learning to deal with it better. Even 49 years old, man, you know, trying to learn how to do it a little bit better than I've done it before. As my wife and I will say, progress not perfection. Nobody's perfect, right? So, Albert, if you're listening, I know you are. Have a good day, bud.
We had a very interesting conversation right before the show started. It was a Big League Wednesday. John from down the hall came in, and he pointed out, hey, our graphic is based on the old Big League Chew packet that Paulie makes. He's such a great
knocked it out of the park
designer for all of our,
one of my
our social media posts.
Graphics
it really
ever
is.
Done.
It's very fun. And he said, yeah, do they still do Big League Chew, right? Yeah, you can still get Big League Chew.
It's like just as big as it's ever been.
And then maybe bigger.
And then he said, do they still sell candy cigarettes as well?
They do.
I mean, we're in the year 2024. Obviously, you know, you don't want to encourage kids to use tobacco products.
Well, you said at the break, you said cigarettes are cool.
I didn't say that.
I thought you did.
Did I
hear that wrong?
I heard something along
cigarettes
those lines.
Cigarettes make you look
cool. It's cool to smoke.
It's cool to smoke. Right. All right.
Well,
I must have misheard.
Cool characters in the movies do smoke cigarettes.
I'll tell you. All right, go ahead, and I'll tell you exactly why I picked up a cigarette for the first time.
But obviously, you know, Big League Chew. Paulie was saying you had a friend who just stuffed the whole pack in his mouth right before the start of the game. I still can't.
High school, he would go to the grocery store, you know, gas station, whatever, and he would get a whole pack of Big League Chew before every baseball game. And about 10 minutes before first pitch, he'd be on the bench working an entire bag of Big League Chew.
That's a big bag of gum.
It takes
dense.
Probably like 20 minutes before you can really kind of chew it down where it's just one big piece of bubble gum or whatever. Those first 20 minutes, though, he looks like a chipmunk.
Right.
His cheeks are so full, and he's just like drooling.
The drool?
Just like, hey, let's go!
Let's kick some ass today! I mean, there's just no way.
Like, you're insane.
Bro,
you're a crazy person.
The drool laid me out, because you can totally see him like... wiping it up from his face. It's all
like,
sticky.
Like I'll a normal bring a Big League Chew for
like a normal
ben
stick of gum. How many normal sticks of gum are in one pack of Big League Chew?
That would
like
be
the
like
equivalent.
A stick of
Wrigley's. Yeah.
I'm going to say 40 sticks.
I don't think
40
so.
Sticks of Wrigley's. Unwrapping, 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 unwrapping. And then wiping your chin, and it's all sticky on your hands for the rest of the day. No, when I was a kid, yeah, man. I mean, obviously they marketed cigarettes to kids. We were little. Hey, look at this cool camel with a penis in its face. The Joe Camel, there's a penis on his head. You know that? We've done this before, I think. But it was like, hey, and everyone wanted to see the penis in the Joe Cool Camel ads. They marketed to kids. They had Marlboro Miles when I was a kid. We were all 14 walking around wearing Marlboro shirts because we collected the miles from the empty cigarette pack. You mail them in. There's a catalog. You can get a Rambo knife with a Marlboro. I mean, it was a different world back then, clearly. But I remember putting the movie Footloose on, and I watched Kevin Bacon, and the whole world is crashing down upon him. And he gets in his VW Bug, and he drives to the grain facility. Gets out of his car, has a beer. I don't know where he got a beer. He's like 16 years old. Gets out of his car, slams the door, takes a drag of the cigarette, pull off the beer, then blows the smoke out. I go, that's the coolest thing I've ever seen. So I wanted to learn how to do that ASAP when I saw that movie. So yeah, man. And you know, when we were kids, everybody smoked. Everybody. Like, did your parents smoke at all?
My dad.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 Long time ago. Very young,
yeah.
There was definitely some of that going on. But that was like the 1970s.
Bro, and it was, there it is, the penis. Joe Cool on our YouTube feed. Look at the penis on his face.
It's just a normal camel face.
It's not. It's a giant, giant.
That is a ripped camel.
Ripped camel with a huge, huge penis on his face. You see the thing and then Paulie's circling it with the cursor. You see that? This was all done intentionally. But so in the back in those days, Benny, I mean, I would get on planes and there'd be guys just sitting in the smoking section.
Like, that's crazy to think about now.
In smoking sections of restaurants?
Yeah.
I mean, all we have is smoking available. All right, we'll take it.
Yep, I remember
blasting heaters in the restaurant. It was nuts. Like,
can you imagine getting on an airplane this morning and the guy next to you just smoking a cigarette?
I cannot fathom it.
You're in the non-smoking aisle, so he's actually one aisle
ahead of you.
Ahead of you, that he's smoking blowing
it right
a cigarette.
Back into you.
Yeah, mucho stress, as Rafa says. Exactly. So, yeah, John was talking about this morning. And, yeah, they still sell them. They still sell them. I bought, I mean, terrible, but I bought Boa Pack at there's one in Coronado.
Camels?
It's the little, no, not real camels.
Candy cigarettes.
Candy cigarettes. And yeah, they were like gum. They were gum cigarettes. So I was just wanted to show them, like, something from my youth. He's a worrywart, so I don't think he's going to start smoking cigs anytime soon. But if he does, it wouldn't surprise me, because that's what they market to.
Orthodox Evan said he had a Marlboro sleeping bag growing up.
Like,
Dominic remembers the Flintstones cigarette commercials back in the 1960s.
That's incredible. Yeah. You're 12 years old and you're sleeping in a Marlboro bag. Like, it's just incredible to think about these days. Like, here's my bag brought to you by Xanax. Like it's selling.
I mean, you go to Jack Murphy Stadium and they'd have the big billboards in the outfield that would say Winston or Marlboro. I mean, those ads were everywhere when we were growing up.
Yeah, Benjamin says you needed a cool Zippo. Zippos were the thing.
Those were the metal lighters, right?
Yeah. You pop them and you can snap them on. I knew all kinds of tricks with the Zippo, man, and everyone I know did, because everybody smoked back then. Every single person I knew. There was a smoking section at our high school. The Burners, and we called them the Burners. But they would stand out, and they all had, like, jean jackets with Metallica patches on it, and they would just blast cigs before school, lunch break. So, it was a different world back then. I kind of like, where we are now, understanding a little bit more about health and the dangers of such things. But, that was John. John, why did he bring that up? Oh, because of the Big League Chew.
Big League Chew, yeah.
Yeah, and, listen, Big League Chew, they knew what they were doing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they knew what they were doing. But I'd rather have my kids sucking down Big League Chew than Copenhagen or Redman or anything like that, certainly. So that's the most addictive thing I've ever done, is Copenhagen Long Cut. It's not even close. It's not even close. I've done a lot of stuff. There's nothing like that. Nothing like that at all.
Don't start, kids.
Yeah, that's do not start. No. That's the one.
That's just the recommendation.
Stay away.
Then you never have to really worry about the addiction aspect of it.
This is a good point I see in the chat, too. Everybody vapes now. Every person, all you see when you, like, if you go out or whatever, like, everyone's vaping. I don't know that it's that much better for you. But, just mind yourself. Watch what you're putting in your body. I'm telling you, because it catches up with you fast when you get a little bit older. Right?
Well, this after-school special has been very entertaining and informative.
I learned it from watching you. Can't wait to get that one.
But we've got a show to get to, including plenty of Padres talk. Again, not the prettiest game in the world, but you got to win those games as well. And the Padres found a way last night. We will talk about it coming up. We'll set the menu for a Big League Wednesday. What's coming up on the program today? Here until 10 o'clock. Glad to have all the tier ones with us on the radio, on the YouTube stream, on the app, wherever you're listening to us. Thank you for joining us. It's Ben and Woods and Paul on San Diego's number one sports station. And we got Kelly, too. She's got traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. I think we definitively learned yesterday that the corn sweat phenomenon is a real thing.
Yeah, man.
That was brutal looking. I mean, brutal.
You could feel it through the television. When you put the game on and they panned to Cardinal fans in the stands with fans just fanning themselves. And then you see our players. You
stagnant, heavy,
just heat, hot, humidity.
Wet. You know that, I mean, you've traveled enough where you walk out of a building and it just hits you, like, in the face.
Yes, you're done.
When you walk outside.
Like, did I just walk into an oven?
Yeah, sauna. Ugh. Sauna is actually better.
It's drier.
In Arizona, you walk outside. I used to do these meetings in Arizona, boys. I'd have 6 meetings in a day in a suit and tie. And you, from the Hampton Inn lobby to your car, you're like, oh, God. You get in your car, you go to a meeting, you sit in traffic. And then you go in to do a meeting for an hour, you come back out. By the end of the day, you look like you slept in your suit. I mean, everything's wrinkled and nasty. But that was the dry heat. You go out in Florida, not only does it drains you Like, if it's hot, you can play golf in Arizona. You're like, ooh, it's toasty, but it's just kind of searing me. That humidity drains you. You could see everyone out there just scuffling. Like, not, you don't want to dive for a ball to your left. You're like, that's a knock. try to roll a double play the next ball, because Dylan Cease was laborious.
Obviously, there are techniques. Players will put like icy towels under their hats.
Yeah.
Hydration is important, but there's only so much you can do. It's going to sap you. And last night's game looked like one of those just survival games for both teams.
Yeah, man.
And we will talk about it. We get our Padres wrap-up coming up in our next segment with all the highlights. But it easily could have been a blowout loss for the Padres last night. Very easily. Cardinals had opportunities, plenty of base runners early. They could have just, made that a game where everyone was willing to get to the finish line. And this San Diego Padres team just doesn't do that. They don't play that way. And that's been a characteristic, a hallmark of the 2024 San Diego Padres. They don't really punt on games. I know as fans, sometimes you throw the punt meme out there occasionally, but
only a couple times,
not
man.
That often. And even when you do, sometimes they come back and still get themselves back into game.
So the last game we lost, I think we were down five.
The Mets won.
Yeah.
Which got kind of ugly.
And the punting meme, which I threw out last year, I don't know, 75, 80 times. This one, this year, is like, that was reverse psychology. I was just trying a reverse psychology bit in the first inning. This team, I just don't sweat it when they get down early. I just don't, man. They're so resilient. They find a way to get it done. It's so fun to see. It's such a fun brand of baseball to watch. Is it nerve-wracking? Yeah. Yeah, it's nerve-wracking a little bit. But it's really, really good to see these guys all kind of step up when we need them. And, that kind of stuff, it's sharp, iron sharpens iron, man. They've got the ability, knowing that they have the ability to do that speaks volumes about them and their experience. And when they get to some really tense games in October, Benny.
And I do think there is a big reason for it, and we can talk about it in our Padres wrap-up segment. I've been hesitant to go there all season long, but there's clearly a big difference between last year's team and this year's team, and we will talk about it this morning. 7 o'clock hour, we got our usual
this
features.
This is Jackson Merrill.
you might think that. That's certainly part of it.
Bryce Johnson.
It's actually something else.
Mason McCoy, the real McCoy.
Got our Take on Woods segment, chance to win a trip to Las Vegas. Tickets to Carrie Underwood, don't do this as well, at 7:20. And it is a big league Wednesday, as we mentioned. Adam Jones, the 5-time All-Star, still in this country, or has he gone back to Europe? We have no idea. Never. Where in the world is Adam Jones? We'll find out at 7:35 when he joins us. In our 8 o'clock hour, make sure you tune in around 8:20 as we pay off our incorporator from yesterday with Jesse Agler. Huitlacoche.
It's amazing.
And he nailed it last night for sure.
I was nervous about it, but
we will.
You were right again.
Jesse always nails it.
Lord ratings over here. When it comes to the getting ratings, we know who's responsible.
Big League Wednesday continues at 8:35. Another conversation with Brett Boone. One of my favorite talks of the week.
What?
Brett Boone?
Oh. Brett Boone, boom, 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 boom.
Brett Boone. Did you hear that? Brett Boone, boom, boom,
boom. Boom,
boom. Boom,
boom. Boom, boom, boom.
Always enjoy. He goes on. I mean, he's a talker.
Ask him one question. Yeah. It's the best.
He's
I love
a talker.
It.
He just goes and goes, and always enjoy talking to Booney.
I texted him yesterday. Hey, typical every Tuesday. You good for 8:35? He called me. We're on the phone for 15 minutes yesterday.
He's the best, dude.
So what's going on with so-and-so? What's up with this guy?
I love it.
How's this guy been doing?
It's such an honor to have him on, and he's just so good at this now. I mean, he has just gotten so good at doing radio hits, man. He and hosting a podcast and everything else. He is just really talented.
Rhino Report in our 9 o'clock hour. And don't forget, you are also listening for our sounder to win tickets to Kansas at Humphreys. Kansas, which is right across the border from St. Louis, Missouri, right?
Yes.
No, St. Louis is on the other side.
No,
they're close.
You tell me, man.
Kansas City is in Missouri as well. So Padres are near Kansas.
Which makes sense.
They're not in Kansas. I bet it's very hot and humid in Kansas also, because there's a lot of corn in Kansas as well that is sweating right now. So you'll have a chance, if you hear our sounder, you call in, and a chance to win tickets to Humphreys to see
this
Kansas.
This is not
it.
It.
This
Do
is
not
just
call.
A reminder of what it sounds like.
But after this,
this is going to be Carry On My Wayward Son. There'll be truth and you are gone.
Next time you hear that, maybe in a commercial break, maybe during the segment, Then you can call in.
If you're listening this morning, maybe you're in St. Louis, Missouri, as people call it, and I have no idea why, you can get tickets to today's game for the low, low price of $3. Just FYI.
I think it was up from $2 last night, actually.
Well, that's one, section 197. Row 10, seats 6 and 7, two tickets together, $3 a piece. You can take your son today and sit in section 197 and watch a ball game, man, for $6. Six. Probably a $87 service fee, but $6 is the
large espresso drink or two people at a ball game
right
today in St. Louis.
Now, you're a little more thrifty than the rest of us. So if you and Jack wanted to go to the game today, you lived in St. Louis. Section 339, dollar each. $1 each.
I've heard of dollar hot dog games. Yeah, I'm not sure I've heard of the dollar ticket games. Yeah.
Crazy. That's how bad it's gotten in St. Louis right now. Let's all be very thankful that we are not there.
Our friend Katie Wu tweeted at the end of the game, it's bleak. It's bleak right now for the Cardinals.
Do yourself a favor and read through the post-game thread from the Cardinals last night. I mean, of course, the Padre fans are posting their memes. It doesn't have the same. It used to just go nuts. It used to go for hours. But that's kind of dissipated. The Cardinal fans, they show up in droves.
Part of me feels some empty. Part of me goes, welcome to the world that the rest of us have lived in.
Yeah.
Where your baseball team doesn't get to be good every single season.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Welcome to reality, yeah, Cardinals welcome, fans.
Yeah, welcome. Welcome.
All right, we will get to all of that coming up, starting with our Padres wrap-up. All the highlights from yesterday's game, Jesse, Tony, that is coming up next here with Bennett Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Assuming you stayed through to the Jake Cronenworth post-game interview last night on the television broadcast?
No.
You did not.
He was great.
No, it's
always
asleep.
Always great. Got to hear from Jake after his go-ahead RBI single. You'll hear that in just a moment. The highlight with Jesse Agler and our Padres wrap-up, but something that he said that stuck with me and something that seems different from last year. He said the new coaching staff came in spring training and just laid out like their vision, the buy-in they were looking for from this team. And they have never wavered on what they were looking for, their strategy, the kind of at-bats they want to see. And they have maintained that consistently throughout the season. And the Padres players have remained bought in through the season. And I think that, to me, is the biggest difference between last year and this year. And I'm not saying that Bob Melvin is a bad manager and Mike Shildt is a much better manager. But the one difference is Mike Shildt didn't flinch when things weren't going great earlier this season.
He really didn't.
Never once.
Never wavered. And he never showed any, like, lack of trust in his players, ever.
And that's correct.
Even though it kind of annoyed us at times. You know,
right.
Like it annoyed you.
And,
you're like, come on,
and
bro.
Bob actually, in very human fashion last year, as anyone I think would have, wavered a little bit when his team continued to play poorly and lose games.
And would get
you saw him losing a little bit of faith as that season went on.
Remember how frustrated he used to get? And again, no one questioned him being frustrated either. Like the Bob Melvin kind of rocking back and forth going, well, no, of course I want to give Soto a day off. But how do you give Juan Soto a day off? And he just would, you know, we didn't get the job done. We're not getting the job done. And Mike Shildt never once has said we're not getting the job done. Now, again,
And he sounded crazy sometimes.
He really did.
When he
really
did. Bob never sounded crazy.
No.
Bob sounded
you might think I'm nuts.
Bob sounded very reasonable and like, oh, yeah, you feel the way we do about this. I totally sympathize with you, Bob. And Mike Shildt was like, are you watching the same team that we're watching? Well, how can you say this about your team? But he never flinched, not once, from the plan that they laid out in spring training. And
stubborn, man. I love it.
Man, is it paying some dividends here in the second half of the season. I can't alibi that. That to me is what is different about last year's team and this year's team. And it's not just Mike Shildt. It's his coaching staff. It's the players actually buying in and keeping faith, even in the face of evidence that might have showed them it's not working. You know, hey, it didn't look like it was working for the first half of the season. They couldn't escape the clutches of 500. Five-game losing streaks galore. Hey, this Shildt plan Doesn't seem like it's really a great fit, and right now it seems like it's paying off big time.
Yeah, I mean, I told the story yesterday. I think it was a different time of day, but when I ran into Hoffie said the exact same thing, Ben. The consistent message since spring training. What do we know about baseball players? God, they love consistency. They love consistency. They love a
creatures
routine.
Of habit.
Creatures of habit. Maybe the biggest creatures of habit that exist in professional sports. And when your message is consistent, the belief and the faith is consistent, man, these guys have responded. They really have responded. Don't know what it's going to mean. Don't know if it's going to mean you're hoisting a World Series trophy. I sure hope so. You sure have a really good shot. You have a really good shot. When's the last time you could sit in here and say with it, honestly, well, we absolutely have a shot to win the World Series. I
There's
mean, it's
no
pretty
118 nuts. Win juggernaut on no. the American League side. You know what I mean? Like there's a lot of parity in baseball this year.
So he's been as consistent of a human being as I've seen, and I think he does deserve a ton of credit.
We will. He's in right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
I love winning, man. I love winning. You hear what I'm saying? It's like better than losing.
Oh my God, I'm so stiff.
Miss any of the Padres win yesterday? Ben and Woods didn't.
What up, crew?
We've got you covered with all of the highlights.
I like it when the Padres win.
Yeah! Yeah!
It's the Padres Wrap-Up, presented by Hamul Casino. With thrilling slots and tables and all the best rewards, Hamul Casino has all the fun you're looking for. Hamul Casino, fun above all else.
Yeah!
Give me a do damage.
Do damage!
Cease's first pitch to him, way high, goes to the backstop. Here comes Wynn, and he'll score. Camposano had it, thought about flipping to Cease, but I think he saw him with the speed of Wynn. It wasn't worth it. And a wild pitch to give the Cardinals a 1-0 lead in the first. 1-1, sent in the air, left field very high, fairly deep. Should be enough to get the runner home. Profar backing up. He'll make the catch. Burleson tags. He'll score without a play. A wild pitch and a sack fly, giving the Cardinals a 2-0 lead here in the first inning. Is coming, and Machado hammers it. Deep to left field. Burleson is back. This one going to go. 1-0. Camposano hard hit on the ground. Through the right side into base hit. Merrill will score. Peralta is going to go first to third. RBI single, Luis Camposano. And a tie game 2-2 here in the second. To McCoy. Hit on the ground the other way. To his left. Donovan has it. Only plays to first base. In time to get McCoy, but Peralta scores. And an RBI ground out for Mason McCoy. Padres have their first lead of the night. It's 3-2. The 1-0. Arise hits it hard on the ground. Through the left side into base hit. Camposano rounding third. He's going to come in and score. RBI single, Luis Arise, and the Padre lead is now 4-2. Out the 2-2 to Newpark, grounded up the middle. Bogart's not going to be able to get there, and it bounces into center field, a base hit. RBI single, Lars Nootbaar in the bottom of the fifth inning, and the Padre lead is now 4-3. One out, 2-2 pitch, launch to left field. Profar going back. He is at the wall. He will watch, and it will go. A long two-run homer over the bullpen in left field for Paul Goldschmidt. His 20th of the year. And the Cardinals hop back on top. It's 5-4. 0-2, Profar swings, hits it in the air, center field deep. Scott is back, and right at the edge of the warning track, he makes the catch. McCoy will tag and score. Arise will tag and advance. And a sacrifice fly from Profar ties us up 5-5 in the seventh. And Jake swings, muscles it into right center field. That's down in a base hit. Scott gets to it and fires in, but Arise has scored. And what an AB for Jake Cronenworth as the Padres go back in front. It's 6-5. 2-2, Arenado grounds it sharply off the bag at third. Manny has it on the redirection. Long throw to first is in time. And the ball game is over.
Typical how we expect to compete. I mean, the guys really laid it out there again, you know. Tremendous amount of respect for the group, you know, just straight grit, you know, grit squad, you know. Just fought the whole way. Yeah, and, you know, down 2-0 early and, you know, good for Manny. Boom, right away, answered back and contributions from a lot of people.
Yeah, Manny at the beginning, Manny at the end, and just about everybody else in between.
Can you say Mike Schilt's Grit Squad five
Mike Schilt's Grit Squad. 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 Mike Schilt's Grit Squad.
All right, that's pretty good.
Not bad. Better than I can do.
I was going to do Mike Grilt's S Squad is what I was saying in the shower this morning, and I couldn't get it out, so I'm not even going to try it live on the radio. But yeah, like you
said.
Holy
Schilt.
Yeah, holy Schilt. What a win last night, and that would be 22-8 since the Rally Roach made his disgusting appearance in here. 22-8. 22-8. This ball club is gone since that Rally Roach popped in here. So, pretty outstanding win last night. Rally Roach, bring us the light.
Crawl it through the darkest night. Disgusting. So I think they said it was at 98 degrees at first pitch with the humidity making it feel like it was 106.
Yeah.
Good God.
In St. Louis yesterday. And you could tell just from the start, Dylan Cease was sopping wet before he even threw his first pitch of the game. And he didn't alibi it afterwards. He said, I didn't feel quite right with my command, but you have to figure that some of the conditions certainly weren't in his favor for a great Dylan Cease start. Fastball command was off.
He was dying. He was dying. A lot of people were saying, I don't know that he can get a good grip on the ball at all. I mean, just pouring sweat, was bouncing his slider. Nothing wasn't locating. I mean, look, he made some really big pitches in some really key spots yesterday, certainly. But he scuffled a little bit. I mean, still, though. I mean, look, he's got four runs on seven hits. He still has a 2.92 ERA in his last seven starts, all right? And the last three starts have been a little bit pedestrian by his standards, but he's allowed nine earned runs in 16 and a third innings work. He can do better than that. He knows that.
Of having such high standards, though,
right,
for Dylan Cease.
I'd also, I'd like to get him a nice, normal start. that's not rain delayed or anything like that. Just a nice, good old 75 degrees and sunny Dylan C start and see what he can do. And again, he's off a tick. The velo, he pumped 97 by that three-hole Baker to get out of a huge jam. He made some big pitches when he had to. Defense let him down a little bit, which tends to happen, seemingly, when he's on the mound. I don't know exactly why, but just one of those weird things. I still am very confident about Dylan Cease, and I'm still really confident about the guys in this bullpen. Brian Hoeing, he blinked. And it's actually weird to see when Brian Hoeing blinks and lets in runs.
He gave up a home run to Paul Goldschmidt.
Right.
I know Paul Goldschmidt's not having a great season, but he's still Paul Goldschmidt.
And he torches the Padres. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, fine. You tip your cap and you move on, but how much credit do we need to give to Yuki, Estrada, Jason Adam, Tanner Scott? Tanner Scott pitching on his third day in a row as an impending free agent, and our buddy Chris Chadwick made the point on Twitter last night that how refreshing is that? He just wants to win for the current team that he's on, and he's not worried about what happens next year. We all know what I'm referring to. We all know what I'm inferring. It's the most selfless act that a pitcher can do. Bro, three nights in a row? All right. Well, I mean, Josh Hader would never do that. He said, I'm not doing it. And this cat just wants to win, and he wants to win a ring. And with attitude like that, you get 26 guys with that attitude, forget it. Forget it, man. Like, you have so much confidence in a team like that.
As long as he stays healthy, it's going to serve him well in free agency at the end of this season.
100%.
But it's also serving the Padres well because Robert Suarez is near his career high in innings as well. And I was curious, once Mike Schilt brought in Jason Adam in the eighth, knowing he had not pitched the day before, I said, okay, he's probably going to go with either Suarez or Scott for a third straight day in the ninth. I wonder which one it's going to be. And, I'm sure he talked with both of them before the game, analyzed how they're feeling, and decided to go with Scott. I think it's the smart choice. Obviously, it worked out in the game. But he's ready to go out there, and that saves some bullets for Robert Suarez later for the season, for the playoffs, and the Padres still get the win anyway. And it was as ultimate of a team
playoffs,
win.
Save some bullets for tonight if they
need
them.
Well, yeah, they probably will in this game. But ultimate team win, because as you look, Padres scored 7 runs, one at a time. Every single run came in by itself. 6 different guys had an RBI, and the other one came in on the wild pitch at the end, the insurance run that Mason McCoy scored in the top of the 9th inning. And it's that's hard to do. Just one at a time coming in, whether it's an RBI single, a solo home run, a sacrifice fly. Jerickson Profar had one of those. They found all the different ways to score runs. A RBI ground out from McCoy. Every single kind of way you can score a run. Padres kind of scored a run in that game yesterday. They needed all the tricks in the bag to get to the 7, ultimately, that they pretty much needed to win that game.
Including the sexiest double steal that you'll ever see, which led to the Jerickson Profar sacrifice fly. Really well-managed game last night. Yeah, I'm not going to say I wasn't biting my nails there. As you go through the progression of guys who have pitched already, knowing, oh, man, like, what are we going to do in the 9th? You know, what are we going to do? And Tanner Scott said, I got it. Don't worry about it. And went out there and got the job done, Manny, with a phenomenal play to end that game.
Just wanted to bring that up.
Phenomenal.
Gets a little bit overlooked, I think, just because it was the end of the game.
Yeah.
But my God, the lack of effort needed for that
right.
play.
Well, dude, Arenado comes off the bench, hits 2 foul ball home runs. Just seeing it well. Then he gets the rollover, but it's in no man's land. Manny makes that play, one hopper to arise, just perfect hop. A play he's worked on. We've seen him working on it.
Camera zoomed in on him as he was running to high five all the guys, and he's laughing. He just goes, "Wow,
wow, yeah." I mean, it's just staggering play last night. He had the other one in the game where the guy was running. I think it was Mason Wynn running right in front of him. Actually hit the heel, bobbled it, popped it up in the air, picks it out of the air, gets the guy by 10 feet. I mean, just those are the kind of plays. If you're a pitcher, you're like, bro, I'm confident in letting these guys put the ball in play. I don't have to strike everybody out. Even Mason McCoy has been playing great at short, been picking it. I'm really confident with him out there that he's going to make the right play and be in the right place every single time. And he's contributing offensively. I mean, I'm looking at this going, all right, like, is he a guy that could spell Ha-Sung Kim if he's not having a good day? Is he a guy that could spell Xander Bogaerts defensively late in games? You know, so it was an awesome dub last night.
It was as team of a win as we've seen from the Padres, and not only that, I want to talk about the at bat that from Jake Cronenworth as well.
Oh my God!
And this may spill into the next segment at the top of the hour, but there's a lot going on in that at bat, and the first is the decision of Mike Shildt to stick with Jake Cronenworth.
You got Solano there, right?
So yeah, Solano was ready to pinch hit, but and Mike Shildt talked about this after the game. He knew that they had Kittredge warm in the bullpen.
Nasty.
Nasty right-hander. So Slider. If he goes to Solano there, they go to Kittredge, and it's righty-righty. So you got a choice of lefty-lefty, a guy who's already kind of been in and thrown a few batters, or righty-righty with a new fresh arm. And Shildt decides, I trust Jake. Let's see what he can do. I know he's struggled against lefties this year. He's hitting under 200 against lefties, but says, I'm going to stick with Jake. I think he's going to give me a good at-bat. And then Jake proceeds to foul off a bunch of pitches.
9 pitch AB?
Yeah. Stay alive, get to the 9th pitch of the at-bat. And then finally, not an easy pitch to hit, busted him a little bit inside, but lifts it into the, empty area in right center field to drive in a go-ahead run that, the second time you come back in the game from down, you were down 2 early, you were down 1 later. That was a huge at-bat for the Padres. Huge confidence that Mike Shildt showed in Jake Cronenworth in that at-bat to get it done. And once again, the manager was rewarded for that faith and consistency that he has in his players.
Yeah, trust your guys sometimes, man. Really, really easy to put Solano in there. And Solano, he gives you a really good AB.
And he said, I would have been fine with that, too. He gives you 100%. Good at-bats against righties and could have gone that way as well.
Just a lot of, it's just a great win. Just a great, great win.
And the Padres actually got some help last night. We can talk about that and finally play some Take on Woods coming up next here on 97.3 The Fan.